Good morning and welcome to the Defender Daily Devotional, where we are preparing your heart for the public square. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you like these daily devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, and share. You can also leave some comments in the below, and we would love to hear your input. It helps us with the algorithms. Today's scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. It's a little bit extended, but I think it really will encourage you today. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. Do you see that? That's where I wanted to focus today. We are not people in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. We are people who want to walk in the light. And as you go throughout your day today, think about, how can I walk in the light today and be there with Jesus Christ? You are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. And this is where, as Christians who are engaged in ministry to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us, we need to be able to be sober, we need to be able to be alert, we need to be watching around us and having a discerning spirit. Now, I want to remind you, trying to change someone's policy or their view in the political realm isn't going to change unless there's a heart change. And so we want to be praying for them, interceding for them, calling out upon God for a heart change. We also want to share the gospel that Jesus Christ died for their sins and rose again, that we may have eternal life. So once we see that heart change, then we can start working on those policy changes. For those who sleep at night and those who get drunk are drunk at night, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. Today, you're going to walk in faith. I'm believing that God's going to open up your eyes so that you can see those around you that need a word of encouragement, a word of hope, a word that they can begin to understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. In Washington, we need hope, but the hope isn't in our political systems. The hope is in Jesus Christ. And then out of that outflow, those ways that we want to love our neighbor through good policy begin to flow. So God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that, verse 9. God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. This is incredibly important. God is not torturing us or trying to somehow get us, you know, down and out. He's there and he's appointed us to salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Jesus died for you, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as also you are doing. So this is a time where, as conservatives, as Christians, we need to comfort each other, be with each other, and really think about, how can we make a cultural impact change? How can we share Jesus with those around us? How might we give a word of hope? You know, sometimes we look at limited government and we look at freedom of speech and we look at, you know, property tax and what's happening in the schools around us, and it can become overwhelming. Yet we are sent for such a time as this, a divine moment in history, to be truth, to be light, to walk in righteousness, and to bring hope to those around us. And again, our hope isn't in government, it's in God. So if you like this devotion, I want to encourage you to subscribe to this channel, to share it with others, to hit like, and leave a comment in the section below. It really does help us get those algorithms so that more people receive this content. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.